أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We continue on in this blessed day of the month of Ramadan, and today is the 19th day, which means that including today we have about 11 more days left to partake in the divine banquet of Allah, to sit at the table of God's mercy and forgiveness and pardon, and to gain a spiritual proximity to God that we may not be able to attain outside of the month of Ramadan. Today on this 19th day, we want to look at the topic of the night vigil, of the night prayer. Now we know as believers that we have five different prayers that we pray during the day. The morning prayer, the noon, the late noon prayer, the evening, and then the night prayer. In addition to this, we have a prayer called the night vigil, the Salatul Layl. Time of the night, it's performed when most of the people are asleep, when the rest of the world has gone to bed. The believers are told in the middle of the night to wake up and pray an extra prayer to God. Before we go into the specifics of this prayer and the worth of it, let us reflect on the verse of the Quran. Let us have a listen to this beautiful verse from chapter number 17, Surah Bani Israel.
وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا.
And remain awake for it, the recitation of the Quran and prayer, for a part of the night after having risen from sleep, as a supplicatory service for you. Thus it may be that your Lord will raise you to a laudable, exalted position. One of the things which Islam brought about in terms of worship, of a practical nature, of practical spirituality, was the obligatory prayers. And not only obligatory prayers, but many other obligations that we have within the religion. But in addition to that, God also put forth many recommended optional prayers which we are not obligated to perform. There is no sin if we do not perform them. However, there is a great reward if we do take the time out of our busy schedules to enact them. And one of these is what we look at today called the Salatul Layl, the night vigil or the night prayer. Now this, as our commentators of the Quran tell us, was a prayer which was an obligation on the beloved Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. It was an obligation for him to stand for worship in the night and to further glorify and venerate God for everything. For you and I as believers, this is not an obligation to perform. However, it is highly recommended, as the scholars of jurisprudence have spoken about in their religious manuals. One of the words that maybe we've heard and which is also mentioned in this verse of the Quran is tahajjud. This is a term usually referring to the night prayer, the night vigil, when we talk about Salat al-Tahajjud. And literally this word is interesting because it means to break one's sleep, to engage in worship, to engage in the prayer to God. And so there's this understanding that we should be waking up in the middle of the night. And before the time of the dawn prayer, the morning prayer, we should engage in extra prayers to God. This is also a prayer which has been spoken about in other verses of the Quran. For example, Allah tells the Prophet in another chapter, he says, "Qum al-layla illa qalila," that stand and rise in the night, but just a portion of the night, not the entire night. Because God knows that you and I are busy, just as the Prophet was busy, just as the early companions were busy. They had work, they had responsibilities, we have work, we have school, we have other things to do. And we can't spend, you know, the entire night in worship because we won't have energy in the day to do our responsibility. And so God says, rise up at night for a small portion to engage in the extra acts of worship. Now, again, as we said, that it is not an obligation on us, but it is highly recommended. And the traditions point us to having a grand reward for those who have the ability to wake up in the middle of the night to engage in this extra act of worship that God has requested from us. Many times we ask ourselves, well, what is the reward? What's in it for me if I do something, right? And to an extent, that's not a problem, but obviously, first and foremost, we should be worshiping God because He has asked us for this worship. He doesn't need it, but He's asked us to fulfill certain requirements. But if we want to understand what rewards are there for this night prayer, just to give you an example in the traditions, a few of the things that we have been promised. One is that we will be safeguarded in the grave when we pass away, because we know that the period of our grave is called the barzakh, this time before the day of judgment. And the hadith tell us, the prophetic statements tell us, that the grave can either be a garden from amongst the gardens of paradise, or a pit of fire from the fires of hell. And so the night prayer helps us to protect ourselves in the grave during that time before the day of resurrection. We're also told in the traditions that if you wish to increase in your sustenance, in your wealth, in your, you know, overall betterment, then perform the night vigil, perform this night prayer. We're told if we want our akhlaq, our ethics, our morality to increase, then the another way to also engage in that, to get that level of goodness of character, is to wake in the night and to pray to God. Again, many other traditions tell us of the rewards of what are promised for those who engage in this night vigil. And many of them relate to the benefits in this world that you and I will be able to actually experience. They'll be tangible for us in this world. Obviously, the world to come is something else, and those rewards are also there. But we look at also the rewards in this world when we try to perform many of these actions. In closing, we just mentioned the fact that the night prayer that we have been taught by the Prophet and his noble family, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, can be performed in as short as 3 minutes if we perform the one rakat in the middle of the night. Ultimately, however, the entire regiment of the Salatul Layl is 11 rakat, which is broken up into the first four prayers of 2 rakat each, which makes up 8 rakat. Then there's a 2 rakat prayer known as the Salatul Shaf, which is a special format to be performed in, but a 2 rakat prayer, and then the 1 rakat to complete. And we will leave a link in the description of this video below to an article in English to better understand how to perform this prayer. But definitely the minimal is the 1 rakat, which you can do in 3 or 4 minutes. And even if you can't wake in the middle of the night, if we can't wake up that early, it can be performed either right after Salatul Isha, or just before Salatul Fajr, if you can wake up 10, 15 minutes before the Fajr prayer. Ideally, we should try to pray all 11. If we can't do that, try start at 1 rakat and then add another 2 rakat and add until we get to the complete total of the 11. We ask God in this month of Ramadan to make it easy on us to engage in the obligations and the recommendations that we have, and to keep us all on the path of Muhammad and the family of the Prophet. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.